Let's talk about strap-on training and being submissive. Well, yes, you sissy cock sluts. You beg for my strap-on. You crave to take my girl cock deep within you. You jump into anal sex, anal training, with little reserve. But that doesn't mean I think every male who takes my girl dong is a sissy or even gay. Nay, I say, you don't have to be gay to stay and play. Let's look at why. Why is strap-on training important in the femdom arena? Well, think about it. The entire dom-sub dynamic works, evolves, and develops as your mistress utilizes different tools to maximize your submissiveness, right? Discovering what works for you, for her, and enhancing that power exchange is what you are both after. Strap-on training is one of those tools. Pushing your erotic limits, learning to take pleasure in your submissiveness, your vulnerability to her and her symbolic phallus of power. That strap-on, wielded by a dominant woman, is an erotic sight, an experience every submissive should explore. I talk about preparing you mentally and emotionally for a strap-on session. It is not uncommon for a spontaneous anal orgasm to occur when preparing for and having your first strap-on sessions. Be prepared for it. Hetero males may have the hardest, no pun intended, time with it, having anal orgasms and strap-on training. Their thinking is, will it make me gay? Or maybe you have feelings of, well, then what's next? Will mistress have you bobbing your head up and down on a live cock? No, none of that. It's a wonderfully delicious scene to be able to take it from the sensual sexual exploration to enhancing the dom-sub scene. That is, unless you want it to be more. Wink, wink. Yeah? You want more? I'm not going to speak for other mistresses, but it really isn't my intention to insist on another male cock, real life, for you. You either come to me with those desires to suck cock, or perhaps you discover some desires as we explore. I wonder how that happens. But no, I won't ever require you to perform oral sex on a male if that is on your no-fly zone. Now, if you're on the fence, well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit. Let's do it. I look forward to talking to you further about strap-on training, so give me a call. Mistress Erica, intelligentphonefantasy.com, 1-800-601-6975.